ADHD, attention deficit disorder, a silently suffering disorder that I believe needs more recognition. First of all, from my personal experience, I wasn't diagnosed until I was 17. So if you are like me too, I understand. I believe there is an extra process that you have to go through as you entangle your childhood years. With the extra tool of perspective you gained from your diagnosis, you realize how much of your childhood was overshadowed by ADHD symptoms and behaviors. Such feelings of anger and sadness may manifest, well, for me it did. It's towards my interactions and events of the past. I wish I knew about ADHD sooner, because then I would understand, then I wouldn't feel so hopeless in my position that I was. I'd want to travel back and let that little child know that they are good enough. You are not lazy, you are not feeble-minded, letting them know that being quirky is a good thing, and to accept that being your wonderful self will have upsides and downsides, it's life. If I could do anything, I would want to offer more support to people suffering, children and adolescents who haven't been diagnosed, because I understand the painful mental process that the journey of an ADHD brain goes through and how all minds and emotions work differently. There is a lack of understanding and open-mindedness in society as a whole. The attitudes people have towards ADHD behaviours are overshadowed by self-critique and negativity. We have an attribution error where we attribute the behaviours of an ADHDer with their actual personality or who they are, when in fact the behaviour may be unwanted by the person who has the ADHD. For example, I know I'm messy and I do not like it. I enjoy organisation and the feeling of being clean, but because it often correlates with my mind being clean and organised. But in reality, my mind isn't, and how that manifests is in my life, in my room, which is scattered with hyperactivity, like the mess after a sugar high 5-year-old's birthday party. I do not like it. I try to clean, but I either get distracted, or when I do clean, it will instantly get messy again as I hyper-focus on my next creative endeavour. Being an ADHDer, sharing a room with my neurotypical sister, it hurts to feel the words of lazy or her being annoyed at me, especially with my highly empathetic personality, which brings me to another characteristic of an ADHDer, highly empathetic and emotional. ADHDers are highly empathetic and emotional, usually have great bonds with family members and pets. We have very great listeners and supporters, caring for a lot of people. It can be a superpower and a curse, giving you the skills of being very kind, caring, and a supportive person, whilst also being very easily affected by negative events or others' emotions. I myself am a very sensitive person to critique. If my brother and sister are in a bad mood and decide to pick on me, I am very easily influenced. Same as work, if I am late or forget to do something. No matter how hard I try, my chest will want to burst open with the emotion that I hold within myself. I cry a lot. And no matter how hard I try not to show it, I just do. The most painful thing, in my opinion, about ADHD is the misunderstanding. I cry a lot due to my ADHD emotional dysregulation, but others see it as a weakness and need to toughen up. But my brain makes emotions so strong and overbearing that my tears roll down on their own and my brain will shut down. It hurts to be called crybaby or to toughen up, as it emphasises an ADHD's trauma of never feeling good enough. The education system, workplaces, and family are areas where misunderstanding often comes through, as they don't understand how much harder it is to control such behaviours such as organisation, time, emotions, and impulsivity. Many symptoms of ADHD are looked upon. It sucks because underneath all those judgments and presumptions about that person, they can be wonderful, the most caring, empathetic people. But yeah, we do care a lot, and we often do not want to disappoint. The way we function can be annoying, but we always try our best and have it on our minds. I remember being anxious about going to a school camp, as I was really scared of letting the class down by forgetting things such as packing gear or room keys. It is hard to live life with the extra stresses of forgetfulness and a noisy brain, and on top of that, the assumptions about you being dreamy and ignorant, which hurt someone who tries so hard to please and has been ridden by critique their whole life. If you have ADHD, I understand. You are very strong for going through all these things you do. You are not alone. Find people like you. Find people who have the same diagnosis. They are the people to hang around with. They are the people who will nourish your brain and help you grow and teach yourself self-care. Thank you for listening, and keep being quirky.